All right, joining me now on the CCHO and our undrafted series is Josh Kotai, formerly of Augustana. Josh, first of all, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day here this summer to talk some hockey.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Josh, 3 years at Augustana, but first, just I want to go back to, you've touched on this many times, even on this program before, but your decision to go to Augustana from the beginning, Coach Raboyne, and that group, not necessarily knowing where it would take you, but having kind of the faith in what he was telling you and the coaching staff told you at the time.
Yeah, I think it was a big leap of faith for both of us. I mean, he's trying to recruit, 27 brand new guys who've, haven't played with each other or anything. And so it was a big leap of faith in him to, pick a kid out of Saskatchewan. It was a good year for me, but I hadn't been on the map before. And so him taking that chance on me was just such a blessing. And I'm so grateful to him for that. And, the best way I could repay it was with hard work and determination. And, it's funny to look back now how it all, laid out, but it really is a cool story to be able to look back on.
Absolutely. What was the goalie room like right away when you got there? Because obviously everyone knows it's kind of an open competition per se. And what was that kind of like for you and the other goalies at Augustana?
Yeah, going in there, it was just, getting to learn, what college hockey was about. And as a brand new team too, we were trying to establish good culture. And I think with that first year with Zach Rose and Caden Hargraves, we created a battle in the net for getting starts. And, Rosie, he was battling some injuries and stuff, and his body wasn't quite up to snuff, but he was there battling each and every day. And I saw the work that he put in to just get himself ready for practice. And it was pretty cool to watch and to see the dedication and the love for the sport that he had. And I really took that with me, and I really tried to emulate that as best as I could throughout the year and going forward after he left. And then with Caden, Caden was such a great guy too. He was one that could just find a way to stop a puck and battle for everything and make some unreal saves. So it was pretty cool to get to be with both those guys early on. And I learned a lot from both of them.
Yeah, of course, Rose came over from Bowling Green there to help you guys in your first year. The team itself made some huge steps from year to year, obviously getting the opportunity to play in the Mason Cup playoffs. And I know you guys lost a tough game to St. Thomas and what would be your last collegiate game, but what was that whole experience like, and having a couple of playoff series at home even against the Beavers, and kind of growing really the fan base from scratch at Augie for hockey?
Yeah, I mean, the fan base has been incredible since day one. They've been welcoming and supportive of us. It's pretty incredible to watch. So it is awesome to just be able to play good hockey in front of them, play our best. And we haven't gotten the results we wanted the last couple of years, but that's sometimes the struggle with new programs, is like finding those next levels. And every year the guys that come in get taught the work ethic that's required for that, and every year it just gets the bar gets raised and raised. And so for us last year, yes, it was disappointing, but did we improve? Yes, of course we did. And so we can, hold our heads up high for that. And for the next year, I'm going to be following along a lot with the boys. And, I expect that they're going to do this just the same, and hopefully maybe a Mason Cup championship or maybe even a Frozen Four appearance. Who knows, But I think that's the standard that started with our coach and the guys that first year, and then it's just continued to grow, which has been amazing to see.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be following along here, as much as you can, right? Because you'll be in the middle of of your season. But I want to go back to, I know we talked about it before, but the Spangler Cup, and looking back on it now, now you've had a few months, even now your whole, the season's over, to look back on that experience, getting to play against the Canadian team and James Reimer, who's I'm sure a goal, a Canadian, you know, a Canadian goalie that you've watched play on television before, and going up against him in a game that was, you know, it was certainly fun to watch for everyone that was involved.
Yeah, it was surreal getting to play against, you know, the country that I'm from. yeah, it was interesting. I didn't really like think a whole lot about that, you know, going into the game or whatever. I just saw it as, you know, a next opportunity, next challenge. And then obviously getting to shake James Reimer's hand after was kind of awesome, just because I've been watching him ever since I, you know, was started hockey. So it's pretty cool to like play against a guy like that, who's had an incredible career. I didn't really even like the whole game. It was almost like a blur a little bit. I remember bits and pieces, but it was just kind of a blurry. I was just trying to stay in the moment as best I could. And, it was an unreal time.
Is there anything from that tournament and, you know, the experience you had that, you know, helped you along the way in the second half of the season? I mean, obviously it was a faster game over there than some of the college games, but you on top of that, you had played some of the top teams in the program, top programs over here as well.
Yeah. I mean, over there, like the ice is so open that like it allows for lots of chances, but it almost as a goalie slows the game down a little bit. So I was feeling rather comfortable there. And then when it came, coming back, I would say was a bit more of the challenge, getting used to the smaller rink again. And then just the play seemed to be a little bit quicker. And it was also like our style of game too. And in the CCHA, it's a bit more of a grindy game. And so it was a little bit different to get adjusted, but like I credit my coaches for just recognizing, oh, he's not quite feeling it, whatever, and pushing me in the right ways, pushing the right buttons to get me going again. And from there, it was because I had a week, 2 weeks off or whatever, because I hadn't played since that game against Canada. So it was a bit of time since I had like really played. And so I credit to them for, you know, helping me get back on track. And from there, it was a great second half of the season.
Absolutely. And just over there, you got a chance to kind of hang out with your kind of rival goalie in the league and Alex Tracy, which I'm sure never happens really in college hockey until obviously you get a chance to go and play with this all-star team of college players. Is there anybody else that you connected with or had good conversations with on that trip?
Yeah. I mean, all the guys were just, you know, high class, like they're all super nice guys. And I think that was a huge part of the team in general, is the coaches wanted to pick guys that, you know, were great human beings. And so I got to connect with, you know, guys throughout the couple of weeks that we were there. But I mean, Abram Weeb, we're training back home here together. So it's kind of cool to get to remember those games and stuff that we had together.
Very cool. Very cool. You sign with the Islanders here right after your season ends. Kind of what kind of went into to not only that, but obviously your decision to leave college. And this is, it's always, you know, a tough choice, right? To whether to stick around for another year or to take that leap and to go pro. But obviously you felt this was the best opportunity for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my goal has always been to play in the National Hockey League. And, you know, it was a really, you know, hard decision to want to leave Augustana. It's been my home for the last 3 years, and I've loved, you know, every bit of my time there. So it was tough to say goodbye to that. But again, it's, you know, just part of the journey sometimes. And I had a great opportunity to go to the Islanders, go into Bridgeport for their, you know, playoff push and their first round of playoffs that they've played in 5 years. So it was a really cool experience to get to experience that, playing my first game and kind of just like breathe a little bit, knowing that like, okay, I can play at this level and kind of just like have a bit of experience in that. So it made sense to me for my scenario. But yeah, obviously Augustana will be missed, and I hope to be back there, you know, in the future, and help the program in some way.
Yeah, I mean, I think four or five, I think, CCHA players who were not drafted by NHL teams signed NHL contracts this offseason. And it kind of goes to show a little bit of how, you know, maybe the perception of the league is changing, certainly to the extent that players are getting an opportunity, you know, whether it's Jack Anderson at Michigan Tech or yourself, that teams are looking at you guys. And obviously maybe that the Spangler Cup was some exposure for yourself. But, you know, what do you feel like was the biggest thing for you to get this opportunity? Obviously you were the player of the league and the goalie of the mm-hmm. year in the CCHA. So certainly those kind of accolades can maybe draw some attention to yourself.
Well, yeah, but I think it's also just the style of our league. Our league's a very, very strong league. Every game is tight. I mean, we've had very close games against teams in the top and in the bottom. So it wasn't like a gimme in some of those nights. You know, you had to battle each and every night. And I think that is a big lesson, and you can take that into pro hockey, which it is. It's a battle every night, and you're doing that, you know, for your job, for your livelihood. So I'm, you know, it's great to see that guys like myself are getting these opportunities in the pro levels. And I think there should be more to come from that, because, you know, guys like myself, you're not given very much. You have to work hard for it. And so that just pays off in the end.
Certainly. You get a chance to go to Dev Camp, play against some of the top, some of the top players in the organization, or trying to get into the organization, I should say. You know, a lot of former college players, a lot of college players still, right? You can go there and come back. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was an unreal experience. It was, the Islanders held a very, very professional camp, you know, just how it was run and everything. It was an unreal experience. I learned a lot myself, and got to take some things away to work on throughout the off season, but just, the opportunity to skate with other guys that are in slightly, you know, they're all wanting to make that next level, and they're all pushing hard, and they're wanting to show their best selves. And so it created a great competition, which was awesome to be a part of. And it makes it difficult, which is the way you get better. So I had, you know, a blast there, and it went by quick.
Hockey wise, for you, how is this summer been different from past summers as far as, you know, training? Are you getting more information from the team, or, you know, team trainers? Like, has your workout kind of been altered? Because I'm sure before you were given something from the Augustana strength conditioning. Now you've been kind of given different instructions, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, at the pro level, they're very, you know, I guess they're just like, they want the players to choose what they want to do, who they want to follow. Their strength and conditioning team is amazing. And they're like, hey, we're here if you need anything. If you want a conditioning workout, or if you want a mobility program, we can make that for you. But you can do whatever you want. And so for me, like, I decided to keep training with, you know, Trevor, our strength and conditioner at Augustana, because I felt like, you know, I had been doing it for the last couple of summers, and so I was like, you know what, this is a good program for me. I feel like I'm benefiting from that, and so I've just stuck with that, and it's been, you know, it's been great for me. So but with the pros, they let you do your thing. They're like, you know, we're here to help you, but we're not going to interfere. So it's kind of a nice thing for guys that, you know, have their own thing, have their own routine. But also if you want structure, like, they can be there for that.
Very cool. Is that the same ring true for nutrition, or do they have like just sources you can go to for that kind of information?
I mean, there's anything. Like, I can reach out to coaches, whoever, mental coaches, nutritionists, like, they're all there for us, and they're all, just there to support us in any way possible. And it's great, even like not even being on the NHL team, they're there to help the entire organization of people. So it's pretty awesome.
Josh, you know, what has your summer been like? Did you have a chance to take any kind of vacation? This has been probably one of the longer seasons of your hockey playing life, as in terms of, you know, the full college season, the Spengler Cup in the middle, playoffs, almost, you know, to the semifinal of the playoffs, almost making the NCAA tournament. And then you go in to have a little bit of pro experience. Have you had a chance to relax and kind of unwind a little bit before getting back into the swing of things?
Yeah, I, after the season ended, I went back to Augustana and got to just take a couple weeks there, finish up my classes for the semester, get all my finals done. And then I went back home here to Abbotsford. And with my family, we like to go to Kelowna, which is a nice little spot up here in the interior of British Columbia. And so we just go on the lake and go by the pool, relax for a couple of days during a weekend. So we'll go up there two or three times in a summer for a weekend. But nothing too crazy. Other than that, it's just on ice, you know, in the gym every day. So that's good.
Very cool. I know you have a few siblings, a couple brothers and a sister. I think one of them is going to be playing in the CCHA this year. What did you tell them about that?
I told them it's going to be hard. I was like, hey, you know, this, it's going to be a great opportunity for you to go in there and, you know, you gotta do well for the name, and keep up the Kotai name. Yeah. But no, I've been training with him all summer and, you know, I'm excited for him to get this opportunity. And it'll be cool to watch him play Augustana as well.
So your brother is, what's his name?
Riley.
And he's going to Northern. Nice rink up there. And they're obviously trying to help, you know, turn that program around. It's got some rich history, as a lot mm-hmm. of the teams in the league do. But he's, you know, going to be part of that. Maybe they surprise some people, right? They have another, with the way the hot college hockey is these days, you can turn things around relatively quickly. So we'll see what they're able to do up there.
Yep. I'm hopeful for him. And I know he's gonna go there and turn some heads. So I'm excited to follow along.
What does your season look like? Have they given you any kind of idea of where you're going to start out or what your opportunities can be with the organization?
No, nothing really. I just know that I'll be there in September for their rookie camp. Other than that, though, my plan is just to go there, do my best, prove myself. You know, wherever I end up being, I know that I'm going to go there and work my hardest. And yeah, hopefully, you know, hopefully get some chances in the higher leagues. But you never know. So I'm just taking it for what it is. I'm just going to go there and prove myself.
That's great. That's the right mentality. Josh Kotai, thanks so much for coming on. Probably for the last time, unless we have you on again as an alum further down the road. But, you know, congrats on the great season in the CCHA, getting signed here. And getting an opportunity to play in the pros, like I'm sure most people that start playing hockey at a young age dream of getting this opportunity. So congratulations on that, and look forward to following you further.
Thank you, Perry.